Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So I was having a conversation with my next guest about the product we're going to be talking about. And I mentioned to him that I don't normally talk about a specific product. And I've been doing my shows on Radio MD now for quite some time. You can go back on my past segments and see that I don't think I've ever done this before, where I bring up a specific supplement product. But I wanted to do this because I think there's a lot of potential with this product, and it's helping people with something called neuropathic pain. And you know, the prescription medications that are available for neuropathic pain, is they're just not good. I mean, they may work, but they just have so many side effects. You often have to keep increasing dose, and then you get more side effects, and it's just a vicious little cycle that develops with them. So I'm excited that there's something that is well supported in the literature that is helping people with this type of pain. So my guest is Michael Sugarman. He is the CEO of Cage Apothecare, creator of novel non-prescription products that improve quality of life and health issues associated with chronic diseases. As I said, its lead product is Nervia, a dietary supplement that modulates specific cytokine and chemokine responses to oxidative stress associated with neuropathic pain. Mr. Sugarman, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mike, for having me on your show. I've enjoyed listening to some of your broadcasts and your podcast. And
oh,
particularly
I appreciate
those related
that.
To anti-aging and reducing oxidative stress.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. So let's get there. So why did you develop Nervia? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yes. I am a type 2 diabetic. And after living with the disease for a couple of years, although I actively managed and maintained my hemoglobin A1Cs, my blood glucose, I still developed some neuropathy in my feet. And I particularly had an interest in developing something that was safe. I did not like you. I do not like the prescription products that are available.
Right.
They just didn't make sense to me. They were developed for seizure disorders or depression and not for nerve pain.
Yeah, yeah. And so that was your inspiration, really, is your own story, I guess, right?
It is. You know, for many years, I ran one of the world's leading drug safety companies. So I have firsthand knowledge of all the benefits and all the disadvantages of some of the prescription meds. And the particular meds for neuropathy just didn't make sense to me.
And you tried some of them, I guess, right?
Well, yes, and I did not get a good result. So I started looking
like
at
most
some
people.
Of the alternatives. Yeah. And I looked at some of the alternatives. Go ahead.
Yeah, so let's go. Well, let's go into some of those alternatives that you looked at first. What were some that worked for you, and you know, what were some of your experience with some of the more natural alternatives?
Well, one of the greatest nutritionals that I like is evening primrose oil, and in fact, we incorporated that into our soft gel. Nervia is a soft gel, and the evening primrose oil seems to modulate some of the same pathways that are responsible for neuropathic pain, and particularly peripheral nerve pain.
Yeah, and so the Nervia, the primrose oil, did you do that initially by itself first?
I did, and then I looked at medicinal oils, and I said, you know, there are several different oils with several different properties.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about how you scientifically evaluated the Nervia, the components of it. First, tell us exactly everything that's in it and how you actually scientifically evaluated it.
So there are 27 different ingredients in Nervia. And we received two patents from the U.S. PTO, from the Patent and Trade Office. And the most important ingredients were benfotiamine, which is a synthetic thiamine, a synthetic B1, invented in Japan, the evening primrose oil, and NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and taurine. And I started down that path, and then I added to it with some herbals.
And so when you put all this together, though, were you looking at the individual science of these components first? Or did you actually put this all together and then do some research on the Nervia specifically? Or did you just look at the primrose oil, for instance, and notice that that had good benefit and go and so on from there? Or did you put the whole capsule together and have you done research on just the capsule itself?
Good question. So we started with a different composition, and then I received some input from both a PhD biochemist in New York and a pathologist, and we tweaked the formula a little bit. And then we put it out for testing in New York and at the University of Hawaii under the aegis of John Pizzuto, who's a PhD and the dean of the School of Pharmacy in Hilo. And he's one of the world's leading authorities on pharmacognosy, that is the use of plants as medicines. We looked at how the composition up and down regulated certain genes, as well as which cytokines and chemokines, those protein molecules that act as signaling molecules in the body, and we figured out.
Oh, sorry about that. So, yeah, we were just having a little issue with Sugarman's phone. We're going to try to get him back on here in a sec, talking about the Nervia product for neuropathic pain. I like the idea of the primrose oil that he had mentioned before. I know that we've had a lot of Life Extension members call us, which we have members all over the world calling us, that they've had some decent response with that. Primrose oil mixed with a tart cherry extract as well seems to also to do very well, and there's some good research from there. Again, the reason I'm bringing this on is neuropathic pain is not, first of all, it's hard to diagnose. A lot of times we're not sure if it's muscle, if it's tendon, whatever it may be. So it usually just comes in the history. You'll try non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. You'll try a bunch of, say, fish oil. You'll try all sorts of different muscle relaxers. Nothing seems to help. This goes on and on and on for many months in some cases, and we're finally left with the diagnosis of neuropathic pain. It can range anywhere from, needle-like, sharp, burning. It can happen when there's movement around the joint that may be infecting the nerve or not. Sometimes it just comes on out of nowhere. I think I just got Mr. Sugarman back. Are you back with me, Michael?
Yes, I am. Thank you. We've had a little technical
problem. Okay. Yeah, no problem there. So let's go back over. Let's do this because we're running out of time. Tell me specifically again, what's in Nervia?
So we've got a series of botanicals that are both the actual botanical and extracts of the botanicals. And this includes everything from turmeric to evening primrose leaf and evening primrose oil. And ingredients of that nature. They act synergistically as an anti-inflammatory.
And I assume you're taking Nervia and it's working for you, right?
Absolutely. Takes the edge off. I reached the point where I could not bring the covers over my feet, particularly at night.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to have to leave it there, Mr. Sugarman, and sorry about the phone issue. Maybe we'll have you come back on. We can go into this a little bit more. Is there, real quickly, a website you want to send my listeners to?
Yes, mynervia.com, mynervia.com.
All right, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.